is Kaya Biz.
Kaya Biz.
With Gold at 240.
On Kaya 959.
On the street.
On the air.
8 minutes to go before 8 o'clock, and we take a look at a very interesting story to give us an understanding of the payment trends across the African continent. You might have heard me at the top of the show announcing an update that we saw from Old Mutual that they're going to formally apply for a banking license, and how that really does compare the South African environment, which is highly and heavily banked, in comparison to its peers across the continent, which often rely on mobile money. But according to a PwC Strategies 2022 report, which focuses on open banking and payment survey, let's take a look at the details that show us that cash remains the most dominant payment type on the African continent. Chantal Maritz, who is PwC Africa Payments Transformation Leader, joins us now on the line. Chantal, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's nice to be here. Good evening to you.
Fantastic. Great to have you with us, Chantal. I guess first things first, give us a clearer understanding of the report before we take a look at the findings. Open banking and payment survey, what is the detail that you look at across the continent?
Yes. So people always sit and think, what are we looking at? So we basically wanted to look at consumers. How do they spend their money and where do they spend it? Do they spend it at traditional players or non-traditional players? And we looked at three of the largest economies across Africa. So we looked at South Africa, we looked at the East market from a Kenya perspective, and Nigeria from a West market. Mm-hmm. So there were about 1,350 respondents, and we asked a couple of questions just to get some insights into how they actually spend from a payments perspective.
Awesome. In my mind, I'm already making assumptions about mobile payments in East Africa, banking in South Africa and Nigeria, but give us the detail and the insight before I jump the gun.
It's interesting. I also had quite a few assumptions and I was surprised, but one of the things that came out is cash is still king. So 50% of the respondents actually did say they paid with cash. And the three interesting findings that came out was the one thing that was common across all the areas was that there is a lack of payment acceptance methods, digital payment acceptance methods across all the areas. So infrastructure and just the variance of these methods across all three areas is common. Mm-hmm. So we really need to look at diversifying. So that is definitely a trend across all of them. And another thing that comes out is that in these informal sectors in our rural areas, the fact that the infrastructure is not there, but also that it is very expensive for the smaller informal enterprises, smaller merchants, to use other digital methods, never mind from an infrastructure, but the merchant acceptance fees and just the transaction fees for card payments are very expensive for them. So they rather do want to say to their consumers, rather use cash because it's more convenient for me. And lastly, one of the findings is a consumer would, if they don't really know if, you know, should I use a wallet, should I use these alternative methods, I'm going to stick to what I know. So financial literacy is a fundamental problem that we face.
This is so intriguing, right? Because I would have assumed with all the digital and technology innovation solutions when it comes to the payment system have made a difference and an impact on the ground. Is that transition proving to be slow?
It is proving to be slow. We do find, and from the statistics, it does show us that trust actually does reside with the majority of banks. In South Africa, we trust our banks more than anywhere else. If you look at the markets, like you mentioned, from a Kenyan perspective, the trust resides a lot with the non-traditional players, so your mobile operators. South Africa, a lot of the stats show we trust the retailers, the mobile wallets, that kind of thing. But it is interesting to see that 63% of the respondents are either using mobile devices or ready to use mobile devices to make payments. So we are on the cusp of change, which is very interesting to see.
Very. Let's talk about cash as we go back to that. As you said, cash does lead at least one third of all payments across the continent. What does it mean in terms of safety?
So that is one of the things, because I think people don't understand the actual cost of cash, the indirect cost of cash, because there is a lot of factors to take into consideration. The cost of transportation to actually get to the cash points, but the security risk around it. There's a lot of elements and the interest around cash. So cash carries a lot of costs, not only around the transportation and the risk of cash, but around that also for the consumer themselves. They don't understand the actual cost associated with it. When you move into the digital economy, that cost of cash can actually be absorbed, and it actually takes then the transaction fees associated with cash down. So digital payments bring a cost efficiency into play. And this is something that people don't realize. So this digital economy brings another benefit. So digital economies, you can have cheaper transactions, and that safety element is brought in. So that is an additional benefit transacting in the digital economy.
Got you. I am intrigued by the Chantal, and it really, I guess, shapes and influences so many thoughts. But for any entrepreneur or business owners who are looking to invest, trade, and partner with their peers across the continent, what do they need to grasp out of this information, especially when it comes to managing cash flow or transactional behavior as they look to expand across the continent?
So I think one of the key things to note is the world is definitely changing. One of the elements is, if you look at India, it's the forerunner that's leapfrogged across the globe, right? What they've done for their economy. Payments is actually a catalyst for economic growth. There is massive opportunity in this space. The regulators are playing. It's an ecosystem play. So this is really the space to be playing in at the moment. Make sure you get involved. You need to make sure that there is safety associated with activity-based regulation when you move into this space. But definitely, there is opportunity with open banking, API, sharing of information in a safe environment. But this is definitely the spot to play in, with instant payments being rolled out into the country within next year. So when we launch the survey next year, you'll see how the stats have changed.
Sure. Looking forward to this. Chantal? Really love how we are witnessing, as you say, the change and this evolution taking place on the continent in terms of payment systems. It also tells us about our own behavior, right, as consumers and what our preferences are. Thank you kindly for your time this evening.
Thank you so much. Hopefully the consumers know a little bit more about how they spend their cash.
Definitely. Much appreciated. That's PwC Africa Payments Transformation Leader Chantal Maritz giving us more insight about the most recent data according to the PwC Strategy 2022 Open Banking and Payments Survey. Cash is still king. That's quite clear on the continent, but doesn't necessarily mean that innovative solutions and banks don't play a role in the market, because they still do. We'll leave it there today for Kaya Biz. Join us tomorrow between 6 and 8, but coming up next is Point of View.
Check us out on Instagram at